Side 7. Bungalow.
"More coffee?" Hammond asked politely. "No, thank you," Henry Wu said, leaning back in his chair. "I couldn't eat anything more." They were sitting in the dining room of Hammond's bungalow in a secluded corner of the park not far from the labs. Wu had to admit that the bungalow Hammond had built for himself was elegant, with sparse, almost Japanese lines. And the dinner had been excellent, considering the dining room wasn't fully staffed yet. But there was something about Hammond that Wu found troubling. The old man was different in some way, subtly different. All during dinner, Wu had tried to decide what it was. In part, a tendency to ramble, to repeat himself, to retell old stories. In part, it was an emotional lability, flaring anger one moment, maudlin sentimentality the next. But all that could be understood as a natural concomitant of age. John Hammond was, after all, almost 77. But there was something else. A stubborn evasiveness, an insistence on having his way, and in the end a complete refusal to deal with the situation that now faced the park. Wu had been stunned by the evidence. He did not yet allow himself to believe the case was proved, that the dinosaurs were breeding. After Grant had asked about amphibian DNA, Wu had intended to go directly to his laboratory and check the computer records of the various DNA assemblies, because if the dinosaurs were in fact breeding, then everything about Jurassic Park was called into question. Their genetic development methods, their genetic control methods, everything. Even the lysine dependency might be suspect. And if these animals could truly breed and could also survive in the wild... Henry Wu wanted to check the data at once, but Hammond had stubbornly insisted Wu accompany him at dinner.
"Now then, Henry, you must save room for ice cream," Hammond said, pushing back from the table. "Maria makes the most wonderful ginger ice cream."
"All right." Wu looked at the beautiful, silent serving girl. His eyes followed her out of the room, and then he glanced up at the single video monitor mounted in the wall. The monitor was dark.
"Your monitor's out," Wu said.
"Is it?"
Hammond glanced over.
"Must be the storm."
He reached behind him for the telephone.
"I'll just check with John in control."
Wu could hear the static crackle on the telephone line. Hammond shrugged and set the receiver back in its cradle.
"Lines must be down," he said. "Or maybe Nedry's still doing data transmission. He has quite a few bugs to fix this weekend. Nedry's a genius in his way, but we had to press him quite hard toward the end to make sure he got things right."
"Perhaps I should go to the control room and check," Wu said.
"No, no," Hammond said. "There's no reason. If there were any problem, we'd hear about it."
"Ah." Maria came back into the room with two plates of ice cream.
"You must have just a little, Henry," Hammond said. "It's made with fresh ginger from the eastern part of the island. It's an old man's vice ice cream, but still..."
Dutifully, Wu dipped his spoon. Outside, lightning flashed, and there was the sharp crack of thunder.
"That was close," Wu said. "I hope the storm isn't frightening the children."
"I shouldn't think so," Hammond said.
He tasted the ice cream.
"But I can't help but hold some fears about this park, Henry."
Inwardly, Wu felt relieved. Perhaps the old man was going to face the facts after all.
"What kind of fears?"
"You know, Jurassic Park's really made for children. The children of the world love dinosaurs, and the children are going to delight, just delight, in this place. Their little faces will shine with the joy of finally seeing these wonderful animals. But I am afraid. I may not live to see it, Henry. I may not live to see the joy on their faces."
"I think there are other problems, too," Wu said, frowning.
"But none so pressing on my mind as this," Hammond said, "that I may not live to see their shining, delighted faces. This is our triumph, this park. We have done what we set out to do. And you remember our original intent was to use the newly emerging technology of genetic engineering to make money. A lot of money.